Over the past few weeks, we've seen what started as the Occupy Wall Street protests spread and grow in various places around the world, including here in Australia. But there's another offshoot of this kind of anti-capitalist, anti-greed protest that's specifically to do with art, and it's called Occupy Museums. Kathleen Madden is a curator and writer in New York, where Occupy Museums has been happening uptown of the Wall Street occupation at places like the Museum of Modern Art, MoMA. And Kathleen joins us on the phone. Now, Kathleen, can you first of all give us a sense of what this is about? With Occupy Museums, who's protesting about what?
It does seem as if it's an anarchist group of people who are not necessarily from the art world, who are taking on art world spaces and attempting to occupy them in the same way that Occupy Wall Street is. They have gone to MoMA, and they've gone to the New Museum, and they've also gone to Artist Space. And to some degree, Artist Space makes no sense because it's a non-profit, artist-run space. So it's a sort of peculiar choice.
So this sounds like it's an even more scattergun approach than the general Occupy movement is, although it clearly must be about the power and the money being in the hands of the few, in this case in the art world.
I do believe that the objection to the power dynamics of the art world is at the base of what they're doing, but I do think it is more of an offshoot, much less organized, much more scattered, and anarchic.
One of the concerns I think that's been expressed is the claim that public art museums and their boards can inflate the market price of artworks that they own by putting on high-profile exhibitions of that art. And the protesters are saying that this is taking advantage, a kind of corrupt advantage of the cultural authority that these institutions have. I suppose it's vaguely analogous to insider trading they're talking about.
Well, the art world is the last unregulated market on the planet. And for sure, there is a lot of insider trading that occurs. There's no doubt about it. And the role that boards play in relationship to nonprofits, to public institutions and being collectors simultaneously is a very tricky dynamic. There's no doubt about it, that it is a very implicated position for a board at a public museum to be in, as well as being predominantly made up of collectors.
And related to that, I think the Occupy Museums protesters are also wanting to point out that the people on the boards of the major art museums are the city's financiers and bankers, and they're kind of using the cultural connection to make themselves look good.
I can see that that is, to some degree, their focus. I also would say that there are collectors who support artists in a way that nobody else does. There are collectors who can be so eccentric about protecting art and protecting the role of the artist in the creative process. So I wouldn't agree with the Occupy Museums protesters that there is always a negative in the role of the collector and the role of the board. But as I said, the art market is the last unregulated market on the planet, and so there are very complicated relationships that occur within that marketplace when you have very wealthy people who can have a lot of influence over the value of individual works.
Now, Kathleen, I would have thought that generally the art museums would be sympathetic, ideologically sympathetic to the wider protest movement.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think a brilliant indication of that is I was at a film screening at MoMA, and the artist Zoe Leonard was part of a four-person panel discussion in which there was a museum curator, there was a very prominent art dealer, a theorist, and she was there as an artist. And she had on a very appropriate business jacket, but underneath she had a white T-shirt. And as she began to gesticulate while she was speaking, underneath on her T-shirt, she had handwritten Occupy Wall Street. So I think nobody would have suppressed that. And I think amongst the audience, there was predominantly people who were sympathetic, And so I think it's a complicated scenario, because most people who are in museums, who are contributing to the work that's going into museums, are sympathetic to what's happening on Wall Street.
But what about the response of the museums when the focus turns from Wall Street to them?
Well, I'm sure that you've read, when Artist Space was occupied, the staff was completely flummoxed. It was sort of absurd, because probably everybody on that staff makes a very small salary, as people do when you work in the art world. They would most likely be incredibly sympathetic to what's happening on Wall Street. And here they were suddenly overrun by this movement, by this somewhat anarchistic movement. And so I think they had to reoccupy their own workspace. It's not occupied by the board members who are of the ilk at MoMA, for instance. But MoMA also has a long history of having protests impact what MoMA does. It was protests in the 1970s that led to having a day when MoMA is free to enter, and that is as a result of protests that occurred, I think it was in the 1970s. So there is a long history of protests happening in these sorts of institutions, and of the institutions being maybe not entirely flexible, but somewhat flexible and responsive to the shifting dynamics of the public who attend the museums.
And I have to say, a rather delicious irony to all this too, is that the Smithsonian, the National Museum of American History, I've read, is collecting protest signs and memorabilia from the Occupy demonstrations. So it's a kind of interesting loop going on there.
A very interesting loop. And of course, very ironic, but very fitting. It seems like it's something that should be embroidered into our history.
And Kathleen Madden is an independent curator and writer in New York City. Kathleen, thank you for joining us in Artworks.
You are very welcome.